I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A year-old program intended to reform veterans' health care and to help veterans get medical appointments more quickly is not working. That's the conclusion of Montana Senator John Tester, who helped push the reform through Congress in the first place. It's called Veterans Choice, and the idea is that if a veteran lives more than 40 miles away from a VA health facility, or if they have to wait more than 30 days to get an appointment with the VA, they can get health care from non-VA providers, and the VA will pay the bill. Senator John Tester.
The intent of the Choice Act was to give veterans more opportunities to seek timely care in their communities. But as we all know, in practice, simply has not happened.
The Democrat made those remarks at a Veterans Affairs Subcommittee hearing in the Senate Thursday.
Some of the fault lies with the VA. Some of the fault lies with us in Congress. And at least in my opinion, much of that fault, which we have to bear the responsibility for, bears with a third-party administrator, or at least it does in the state of Montana.
The third-party administrator is a company called HealthNet. HealthNet is supposed to help veterans using the Choice Program make appointments with non-VA doctors or providers, and then make sure that those providers get paid. In an interview earlier this week, Senator Tester strongly criticized HealthNet.
HealthNet's inept, and until they step up and do the job that they were hired to do and paid to do, I'm going to remain being very, very critical of the work they do. The bottom line is, Eric, HealthNet is extending the amount of time it takes for veterans to get their health care. They're not paying their providers in a timely manner. And quite frankly, I don't think the folks that are on the phone bank down in Florida could pick Montana out if they were handed a map.
HealthNet declined Montana Public Radio's invitation for a taped interview, but in an emailed statement, the company called Veterans Choice a complex new program and said it, quote, learned a great deal during its first year of operation about what it'll take to cultivate an effective public-private partnership. The issue of HealthNet taking a long time to pay healthcare providers came up several times in today's Senate subcommittee hearing. Here's Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Specialists who were willing to take the Choice card are now telling me they don't want to have anything to do with the hassle. Nothing at all.
That means vets can no longer see those specialists, the ones the Choice Act was supposed to give them access to because they couldn't get timely help from the VA. Senator Tester says Billings Clinic has never agreed to be part of Veterans Choice.
The largest health care provider in my state of Montana will not participate in Choice, and that's because of that third-party administrator.
Tony Lipinski is an Air Force veteran who lives in Superior. He's been frustrated trying to use Veterans Choice to see specialists for problems with his back.
And most of the people at HealthNet on the phone, oh, they're the nicest, you know, boiler room telemarketers you've ever spoke to. That doesn't get your medical procedure taken care of.
Lipinski says he gets the sense that at least one of the specialists he's seen is reluctant to take Veterans Choice patients because HealthNet, the company that administers the program, takes a long time to pay.
When you've got an organization like HealthNet that finally, after all these calls, finally allows you in the door, you get your procedure done, and you find out that 2 months later, the people haven't been paid. They've got $10 billion that they have to spend, and they're stiffing doctors for 90 days, 180 days, maybe a year. No wonder I can't get anyone to take me seriously on this program.
The statement HealthNet emailed MTPR says, quote, there was good news earlier this week when the VA announced that it's eliminating administrative burdens placed on community health care providers. We expect this will help us eliminate the current backlog of provider claims and help ensure timely payment of clean claims going forward, end quote. Today, Senator Tester announced a new bill to fix Veterans Choice, along with other similar VA programs designed to help vets access health care in their local communities, outside the VA system. Here's Tester in an exchange with VA Undersecretary for Health, Dr. David Shulkin.
By consolidating the VA's multiple community care programs, and there are many, into one single program with a consistent and streamlined eligibility criteria and administrative rules, that would reduce the confusion for veterans and VA employees alike. Was that correct?
Yes, seven programs at least into one would be very helpful.
You can find a link to Senator Tester's proposed legislation on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney. University of Montana journalism student Dominique Giusti contributed reporting to this story.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.